Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Nice. This is Nicole Byer.
Mm-hmm. And that's Sashir Zaveda. We were just chatting about an episode you may or may not hear. Should I tell them about it? I mentioned it.
You can.
I will.
Yeah.
I've been working two jobs concurrently, so I'm like running on no sleep. And I was like, did we record an episode recently? And Sashir and Kimmy were both like, yes. You weren't good. We thought there was an internet lag, and I was like, no, I have a second router. So you may hear it, but also you may not. Isn't that fun?
I think they have to hear it. I don't think we have any other, we don't have any other episodes banked.
Okay, email us and we'll send it to just you. Imagine we did that.
They would love it.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I guess.
Someone was like, yeah. Oh, Sashir, how are you?
I'm good.
I haven't seen you in years.
It has been too long, yeah.
It's been so long.
It's been so long.
When did we go to Mexico?
A month ago.
That's been a month?
I haven't seen you since?
Wait, what?
Maybe I haven't. No, I must have. I must have.
We must have. A restaurant? Mateo was here.
Mateo was here, and we all hung out. Did we? Together?
After Mexico? What is time?
I know. I hung out with Mateo.
I hung out with Mateo.
But I don't know if we were together. I don't think we were together. I think I had left already.
You left?
I did leave, yeah. I went to New York.
This I knew.
Yeah.
That you ate hot dogs.
Yes, I did eat hot dogs in New York.
No, okay, I do remember. We went to that awful restaurant where we couldn't get good drinks because they were bad. It was me, you, Mateo, another friend, and we spent our... You ordered salmon. The server said to you, you were like, I'm getting salmon. I like salmon. Salmon's for me. I like salmon. Salmon.
Yes, yes,
and then
I
the server said to you, what are you having? And you went, salmon!
Well, okay. You make it seem like I'm screaming at servers all the time. But
you are.
But I it was just crazy because we were just like doing a bit because I was like... Because there was two different salmon options. This is boring. Why am I talking about this? Okay, so there were two different salmon options. And I was like, the salmon, the salmon, the salmon. Like, I couldn't figure out how to describe salmon further so he knew which salmon I was talking about. And then we're all like, ha, ha, ha. And then he moved to other people to ask for their order. And then he came back to me and was like, and you would like? And I was like, the salmon! We went over this!
It was just so funny. Because I could imagine the table next to us watching that interaction and not hearing the bit beforehand and then watching you lean back and scream salmon at a service worker during a pandemic. Like, that's funny to me.
I don't mean to be yelling at a service worker during
okay.
the pandemic.
Hey, you want salmon.
I wanted the salmon.
It's okay.
So I did see you.
I'm glad we cleared that up. We really Nancy Drew'd that.
Yes. And then I went to Palm Springs.
You did?
Yeah. I went to a casino resort.
Yes, you cashed in the coins.
That's I cashed in on those coins.
Well, the Kelly Clarkson show gave away a hotel stay to somebody, and I was like, us too. And they were like, okay.
Yeah, it was for the audience. And we were on stage, and they're like, and everybody here gets to go to this resort. And everyone's like, woo! And me and Nicole were like, well, what about us? And they're like, you can.
How did you cash in your coins?
I'll show you.
Oh.
And they just send a PDF of like a paper that says, you can go.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be too hard, so I didn't follow up.
No. No, I mean, it wasn't that hard. I just called, and I was like, I can go for free. And they're like, I guess you can. And then I came.
It mystifies me, like, how you just do things. Like, you do them so easily.
Oh,
you just, like, called somebody.
Yeah.
I'm like, I couldn't pick up a phone. I couldn't do it. Did you listen to the message I sent you on the way here?
I did. She left me an audio message because she was while she was driving, and she was like, hi, I'm almost there, and whoa, when you record on your phone and you're driving, the time goes away. What time is it? Oh no, I'll be there in 4 minutes. And you made it.
Yeah, because all I really had to do is like look at my phone.
But also, I didn't need the message. I knew you were coming.
Yeah, but like what if I wasn't?
Well, then I would definitely need the message.
Yes.
But thank you for
that. But I was just trying to update you. I'm trying to get better at updating people.
And that is really good.
So they know where I am in the world.
And that's nice. That's a good trait.
Because, like, what if I get lost?
Yeah, I have done that.
Or stolen.
Oh, my God.
What if?
What if? Would you be able to leave a message if you were stolen?
Yes.
Yes? You think that they would give you your phone in this scenario?
My phone is usually in my bra. So maybe they'll like steal my purse. They'll be like, we gotcha, snatch ya. And then like take my purse and be like, ha ha. But then I'll be like, ha ha.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You'll, right?
You thought a couple steps ahead of the
yes.
people who steal you. Yeah. All right.
I mean, I don't know, but also it seems exciting to get stolen.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like all I've been doing is working.
You just want someone to take you away.
I get stolen and I can sleep, you know? They lock me in a cage and yell and I go, be quiet.
But what if they steal you and make you work?
Oh no!
Oh no!
I never thought of that. But that's like literally slavery. Uh-huh. They got stolen.
Yeah.
And they made them work. Yeah. That was no vacation.
No, not at all. Did you see in Texas, of course, they're trying to change the term slavery to involuntary relocation.
Wait, what? That's like if you steal a dog. What do you mean involuntary relocation?
To soften the blow, I guess.
That's just longer. Do you know what I mean?
Longer,
just saying,
yeah.
Like, if you say to a kid, oh, they were slaves, the kid goes, oh, seems bad. But if you're like, they were involuntary relocated, the kid goes, what? What does that mean? And then you have to go, they got on a boat. Why? To become slaves. So you're going to, like, eventually say the word, you know?
I guess, but I think they're trying to avoid saying the word and avoid making it seem like it was bad. Yeah. It was very bad.
Why are people trying to rewrite history? I don't get it. Because, like, it happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's a whole, like...
Sashir, why are people... Sashir, why is the state of Texas trying to rewrite history?
It's for power purposes.
Oh, interesting. Well, you know what? Sometimes I do lie about, like, what I had for dinner last night.
What? To who? Who do you lie about what you had for dinner about? And why? Who's asking you what you had for dinner last night?
People and why will sometimes ask me, Nicole, what did you eat for dinner last night? And I'll say...
And you sometimes choose to not tell them the truth?
I'll say, just a little healthy nibble. Well, I don't want to tell people I ate Ritz Bits and Goobers. Like, that's... it's not good.
I guess. Yeah, okay.
But I never get like specific about it. You know, I'm not like a salad. No one would believe me. But like, you just say, you know, I'm just a little bit healthier, you know?
Okay, sure.
Okay, don't judge me because I lied about dinner.
I'm not judging you. I just didn't realize
you never lied about dinner?
I don't think I have.
Kimmy, have you ever lied about dinner?
Not to my recollection.
Huh. Has anyone here lied about dinner? Okay, great. Thank God. Okay, who did you lie to?
Mom.
Oh. Interesting. That's really interesting.
Like as an adult or as a kid?
As an adult? Friend in the front? Why?
Because I don't want to have to go through the whole, like, well, do you think you should have had something healthier?
Oh, see?
Yeah.
So you're lying about healthy nibbles, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Sometimes you just want to curb the truth for your mom. I sat next to a mother-daughter family. I was like, couple? Two people were a mom and a daughter, and they were sitting next to me at a restaurant, and I was by myself, and the mom was talking about, I guess, the daughter's husband bought a truck, and she was like, and the mom was like, that truck's too big. You don't need that truck. That's too much space, gas guzzling, blah, blah, blah. You're wasting money. You need to think economically, blah, blah, blah. And the daughter was like, I get it. Yes. 100%. We already bought the truck, but I get it. And then the mom never let it go. And I wanted to be like, oh, it's okay, sweetie. Like, it's okay. But she just kept being like, I mean, you know, if you were just more financially sound, da, 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 da. And she's like, yeah, we bought the truck 2 years ago. And I was like, 2 years ago? Why is she still talking about this?
I wonder if she brings it up every
she
time they go
does.
Out.
It really like made me cringe and like feel bad because I've had those conversations before where you're like, I said yes already. You win. You're right. I guess whatever. Please, whatever will make this end faster.
I've been learning how to say that.
Yeah?
Just going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
When someone's being unreasonable, I got into a fight with this man at work yesterday.
Oh.
He looked like the Kirkland brand, Elon Musk. Wait, what's that man's name? It's not Elon.
It's Elon Musk.
Refuse to learn his name,
yeah.
Which like softens the insult a little bit, but he's like the generic brand of that man.
Okay.
And he was like being catty to me, and I was like, sir, you have a job because of me, but but like besides the point, I was like, it's just like being nice to people's rewarding, you know, like just being nice or whatever. And then he like said something else and I went, oh, okay, well, if that's you want to, that's you and that's me, and I guess we'll just like not really speak. And he said, that's what I've been doing. And I said, oh, okay. And then he blinked at me, and then I blinked at him, and then I like went in my trailer and I was like, oh, I think he thought like a fight was gonna happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this is my workplace, friend.
You can embarrass yourself.
Yeah. Me embarrass myself? Mm-hmm. That's for home, okay? That's for restaurants, okay?
I save that for restaurants.
That's when I'm not getting paid, okay? That's when I'm spending money, I'll embarrass myself.
It's weird when you encounter someone who is expecting a fight. That happened to me. Boarding a plane.
Was it me?
You often get in fights at the airport, but no, it was...
I love fighting at the airport.
I was getting on the plane, I had my suitcase, and it was, like, expanded, and the gate attendant was like, oh, he did the little press where he's like, I can't compact it, it won't go down, so you have to check it. And I was like, well, I brought it to this destination like this, and it fit in the...
Was this American Airlines?
No, it was Delta.
Are you kidding?
Cross-country flight.
You're a diamond diva.
I'm a diamond diva.
You get into the Sky Lounge for free.
Exactly.
How dare.
I should have shown him my credit card.
You should have slapped him with your credit card. Be like, I'm earning my miles.
But I was like, I brought the suitcase here like this. This is a cross-country flight. I'm pretty sure it can fit in the overhead bin. And then he goes, we've been doing this a long time. We've been doing this a long time. And I was like, and I didn't mean to, but I was like, I just like laughed at his face. I was like, okay. And I just like wheeled my thing down. And he gave me a sticker and I did what you did one time. I just ripped it off. Because I was like, you're not going to play me. Because as soon as I get down there, the flight attendants are going to be like, well, there's a sticker on there. We can't take it off. So I took it off for them. And then, of course, it fit in the overhead bin.
Of course it did. That time I did that, I had 4 carry-ons. And I was in the wrong. And then that gate agent came on the plane and I thought she was coming for me, so I pretended to be asleep.
It was really funny. She was going up and down the aisle and you just covered yourself with your sweatshirt. Like,
because I thought she knew. I thought she was coming for me. I also was so rude to her, and I fully acknowledge it. She doesn't listen to this podcast. She hates me. But yeah, I had, what, like a garment bag, my purse, a backpack, and an actual suitcase.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, ma'am, no. And I was like, what do you mean, no? And it was a red eye. It was late. And I was just so rude. And then I was like, Sashir, you take some. And you're like, I have 2 things. And then she was like, check it. And I was like, yeah, I'll check you. And then I wasn't even far enough away from her when I was like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I think we took 2 steps and you just like dramatically ripped it off of your suitcase. And you were like, I'm not doing that. And I was like, okay.
Oh, God. My favorite is when I'm a monster and you're just silent.
Because I'm like, maybe if I just say nothing, it'll stop. It'll diffuse.
Eventually it does.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another time I was a monster.
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you had one of Bruin.
Well, you weren't a monster, but you did get in a fight.
Where?
At the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that lady. Fuck that lady and fuck them kids, okay? I think we talked about it on this podcast.
I think we did, yeah.
Because I was so angry.
Yeah.
It was the fucking Philharmonic and Black Panther. Show some respect, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking Michael B. Jordan was there in person. Show some fucking respect. Don't let your little garbage children run around being like, shut up. Shut up. And then if I say shut up, don't like be like, man, and start with me. Mm-hmm. You're the one talking during a movie. Mm-hmm. Sure, we're outside, but let's not be barn animals.
Of course.
Let's just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm still very angry about that.
Oh no, don't purse your lips. No, no, it's gone, it's fine. She's having a horrible life right now.
Good, good. I remember what she looks like too. If I ever
really?
See her. Yeah, she had braids. I remember she was pretty thin. I remember the titty size. I remember those nasty, stupid kids. I remember everything. I remember her fucking friend and her other fucking friend. If I ever see him again, I'll fucking kill him. She's my enemy.
Yes, she is.
She made me so mad. Don't you have enemies? Who are strangers who've really done nothing to you? Come on. Who do you want to kill?
I don't think I want to kill anybody.
Come on. Who do you want to kill?
I don't think I have anybody that angers me like that.
Really?
Kimmy, like,
would you kill? Who do you want to kill? You would never. What am
she
I doing?
She would never.
You're like dressed like an angel, like wearing like a white top and you look so sweet. You would never murder.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But what if she has already murdered? What if she like, what if Kimmy was a serial killer? We didn't even know.
Not that I can recollect.
She blacks
That's
out.
Honestly, the perfect answer.
She gets so enraged, she just blacks out and kills people.
Oh my God, imagine. I'm imagining it right now. I feel like you'd be soft and gentle about it. Like, oh boy.
It'd be very clean. A clean murder.
Hmm?
It'd be very clean.
Yeah, I think you'd clean it right up after yourself.
Thank you, I do appreciate that.
Oh yeah, I really think I could murder though.
Please don't.
I don't know. So I had Penn Badgley on Why Won't You Date Me?
Yeah.
And thank you. I did none of the work. They reached out. He magically said yes. I couldn't believe it. But listening to his voice, I was like, Joe. And that's all I could think of, Joe Goldberg. And I was like, he could murder me. And I wouldn't be mad. Like, he could have been, like, creeping to my house incrementally during the recording, opened the door, and as he, like, held a knife over me, I would have said, thank you. Like, I love His voice is really magical to listen to.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh. I'm a little upset that I had to find out that that happened via Instagram.
I'm sorry. That is a betrayal.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry. We watched that show together. That is our show.
That's our show.
I'm really sorry. I just been so tired. That's truly it.
I get it.
Just a tired little baby.
Yeah.
But I found a new show for us to watch.
Oh?
Okay. It is called American Gigolo. Have you seen? Yeah, okay. Okay, so six people have seen the trailer. Okay. So it is about a man who is a gigolo, mm-hmm. okay? And that's what you think the show's about.
Okay.
But he's framed for murder.
Oh.
Can you even?
Oh.
And then the detective on the case, Rosie O'Donnell, okay? And she's old, she's gray, and she's like, I don't think you did it. And then he gets out of jail, okay? But the murderer's still at large. And he's gonna solve the crime and fuck. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's
watch
right?
it. Oh, I'm so excited to see Rosie. I love it. I love her like old age acting, like fully gray, still Rosie. I love it.
Yeah, oh. I'm into it. Let's do it.
Oh, I can't wait. Six people who saw the trailer. Are you excited too? Okay, so, okay, less
so
people.
Only two of the six are excited.
The other four were like, no, we hate Rosie O'Donnell.
We're aware of it, but do not want to watch.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Oh, wait, let's watch the trailer. No, that's insane.
I mean, we could.
Okay, let's watch the trailer. Imagine I got the whole premise wrong.
I'm like, wait, what did you actually watch?
Oh, I'm so excited. I think we're all gonna love it.
Who is the gigolo?
Oh, this man I've never heard of.
Oh, and I know.
But on Twitter, they seem like they said his name like I should know, but like I didn't. See?
John Barenthal, I believe.
Okay. Abs immediately.
Can I ask you something?
You can ask anything you want.
This is who you are when you're working.
As a kid, I could always just be this other guy. I mean, that's what he's got to do.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Come on in, Julian. Have a seat. You're a free man.
Can you believe it? Jerry Bruckheimer.
I killed that girl. You ain't hurt nobody.
Wait, where did
I know?
Someone needs to send me help.
I don't want you to leave.
Hey, you pay me to leave.
I cannot wait. Doesn't it look good?
It's very good.
Oh my God. What more could you want? Sex, murder, Rosie O'Donnell, Wayne Brady. The casting director lost their mind. I can't wait. Oh, I think it looks so good. Thank you for indulging me. I'm
yeah.
so excited.
No, it's very
okay,
fun.
So are more people excited for it? Showtime is not paying me. I'm just doing the work for them.
Yeah, no, this is good.
I can't wait. I'm like warm. I think he said, what's his name? John what?
Barenthal.
What's he from?
Wolf of Wall Street.
And then I heard other things too.
Walking Dead. Oh, that's a show I did not watch.
I didn't watch it either.
Oh, I hear more things. He has a career, an illustrious one. What?
Punisher.
I don't know that either. Yeah. I don't know any of his work, but I'm excited to get to know his work. I hope we get to see Full Frontal, right?
Yeah, it's been happening more.
Right? I love it. It shocks me every time.
Yeah.
There was, oh my God, it's a Netflix show. I can't remember the name of it, but this man's penis was so large, I was like...
365.
Yes. Wow. Without was it? Yep, okay. Yes, that is my friend. My friend knew.
The show is called 365?
I guess so. A friend of mine was like, they just sent me the link and I clicked on it. This man's dick was so big, it was offensive.
Wait, because the show I'm thinking of it with the shower scene with a big dick is Sex Life.
Oh, maybe that's it. I don't know. But
yes.
She said shower scene. What are you watching? What's 365?
A movie.
Oh. I haven't seen that scene then. I think I'm thinking of Sex Life. Will you Google 365? Will you Google 365 shower sex scene? Oh, have multiple people seen this? Oh, boy, is the dick bigger than the Sex Life show? Oh.
The Sex Life show, that was a huge dick.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I paused it. I cried a bit. I rewound it. I said, who is this man?
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine walking around with that. Like, do you register it? Like, it is so big. Oh, my God.
Well, no, am I actually playing the scene?
Oh,
I wasn't sure what you were asking me to Google.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Wait. If someone is uncomfortable, okay, everyone close your eyes. Well, I don't want to shame the person who's uncomfortable.
We just should not show a dick right
okay,
now.
Okay, you were correct. Just, okay.
Thank you for
sure
clarifying.
Is everyone should, no, okay. I just, you know, because, you know, okay.
Yeah,
I can watch it at home.
You can watch it at home.
And I've seen a penis before.
Maybe is there a trailer for the movie?
Well, no, here's the thing. No, let's all go home and at midnight o'clock, we'll all watch it together. And pretend we're still here. Yeah, I guess we shouldn't publicly watch a penis together. Okay, yeah, so I don't think that person wants it. Or maybe they do want it, I don't know.
I just am afraid for anyone who is not screaming, who doesn't want to see a penis right now.
That's why I said close your eyes and then we like take a vote, but then I realize voices carry and you'll sit next to the person and be like, you don't want to see it? So yeah, I guess it's better to not watch it.
Yeah.
Do you want to watch the trailer to Touched by an Angel? No, I'm kidding. Did you ever watch that show growing up?
No.
Has anyone watched Touched by an Angel? Okay, it is a procedural, I think, I don't know. What is one of those shows where like it's like the same thing, different flavor every week?
Procedural.
A procedural, yeah. Okay, so it's a procedural about angels. And Roma Downing, who was she? I don't know. Was this angel who would help people. And then Della Reese, she sang the theme song. And that went, where you walk down the road. And then there was Andrew, the angel of death, and they would help people every week. I don't know why I brought this up.
I was gonna ask, how did we get here?
Oh, to pivot from a penis to angels.
Oh. That's quite the pivot.
Well, I was trying to get away from something salacious and nasty.
We can talk about penises.
No, we can't. They're bad.
I did watch all of Sex Life very quickly.
Did you? Yes. I found it hard to get into.
That's what she said.
Oh, I liked
well,
that.
Well, it's just, if you just accept that it's going to be trash,
okay,
then it's great. It's a great watch.
Okay, I think I couldn't get past, because it is soap opera-y.
Yes.
But then again, I do watch The Oval, so like my standards are pretty low.
Yeah.
Have you watched The Boys?
Yeah. No.
You gotta watch The Boys. I don't want to ruin it. This season, the like first 5 minutes are bananas.
Ooh.
Of the first episode. There's a penis involved.
Oh.
Yes, but not in the way you think.
Oh, no.
And then there's a thing called Herogasm, I think that's what it was called. Yeah, and that was fun. It's a great show.
Okay.
I think you should get into it.
It's a comedy?
No, but... No. But sometimes you'll go, huh.
All right.
It's pretty fucking gruesome.
Oh, no.
Yeah, people get, like, torn apart.
Oh, God.
But it's a good time.
Okay.
You should watch it.
You've been telling me to watch for years, and I will one day.
Promise?
No.
Okay. It's fine, but I will say it's only 8 episodes. So
oh.
It's only 8 hours of your life per season. An hour. 8 hours per season. Oh, God. Oh, that was some fast math on my part. And then I doubted myself.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Do you want to take a quiz?
Yes!
All right.
I would love to take a quiz. Did I take my medicine today?
I wouldn't know.
I don't think I did. Ooh, wait, 36 questions to fall in love with, like, each other?
I mean, love can take many forms, but yes. This is a very fun thing that happened in the New York Times some years ago, and they're good questions.
Oh, but I already love you. Will we fall deeper in love?
Yeah.
Do you want to fall deeper in love?
Not right now. No, only because I've taken this before, and it takes a long time.
The hurt is still there. No, I'm kidding. 36
Nicole,
questions is a very... It's what?
I don't think I could fall any deeper in love with you.
That's the correct answer. Thank you so much. Thank you. I also don't think I could fall deeper... Actually, no, I actually... Wait. No, I don't think I could.
Were you, like, feeling out the love inside of it?
Yeah, I was, like, wiggling it around. But yeah, my heart's full for you.
Yay.
Stuffed.
What about who is your 90s celeb soulmate?
Ooh. I would like to know that.
Yeah, that's fun. It is nice to see, like, 90s stars or 2000 stars coming back.
Ooh, like who?
Like Winona Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, I guess even Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah, I'm so glad Wayne is employed.
Yeah.
He had a, I think it was he was doing like game show hosting.
He was,
for a little
yeah.
bit.
He looked very unhappy.
And Zach Morris, he looked very unhappy. That's funny. Zach Morris, he was he's on Mixed-ish, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I could be lying.
Kimmy's saying yes.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you. I hate lying. Who else has a job? Top Gun had a two. Oh, wait, that's 80s and not 90s. Top Gun, the movie, it had a two, a sequel.
It had a two? My goodness. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess that was an insane way to say that.
A two?
Top Gun had a two.
Everyone from Yellow Jackets.
Oh, yes.
Christina Ricci.
Yes.
Juliette Lewis.
Well, Melanie
Lynskey. She's been working consistently.
Yeah. Yeah. I watched that whole show, and there's more people on it.
I forget the woman with the curly hair's name, but she's been in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Curly hair.
Long curly hair.
Long curly hair.
She was like running for office.
Running for
office.
Yes. People think that's Tawny Newsom.
I know.
And I was like, that woman is like 10 to 15 years older than Tawny.
Yeah, and it's a different person.
Yeah, a whole different person.
Yeah.
It's funny how they think us blacks are all the same. That's a pretty bad sentence, too. Pick a 90s band.
The Cranberries.
Who's Belle and Sebastian?
Oh, Kimmy likes them.
Did you see Juno?
Did I see what?
Juno. The movie Juno. They're in the movie Juno. It's fine. They're very good. They're Scottish.
Will you sing their most famous song?
Oh, goodness. No.
Okay. Okay.
<I'm> sorry.
Spice Girls.
Radiohead.
Nirvana.
The Smiths. Wait, is Radiohead, do I like them? Who sings that song Creep that we,
yes.
that man at karaoke sang that's Radiohead?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Great.
But I'm going to pick the Spice Girls.
Okay. I will pick Nirvana.
You know what's funny about this year? I really got into karaokeing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But only on mushrooms. Did you get sent some mushrooms?
No.
Huh. Someone sent me some mushrooms.
But didn't you say it was for your podcast? For.
But I haven't done an ad read for it yet.
Well, sometimes you get the stuff in advance, right? To like try it out.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Pick a 90s aesthetic.
What is it, sitting?
So wait, the aesthetic is
it's a lady in a skirt sitting, or a person in a skirt sitting with another person in white pants sitting.
And they both have lollipops and
red and blue soda.
Interesting.
The blue one looks like Windex.
And then there's a man in a white shirt and suspenders, and fedora and some glasses in a dimly lit room.
And then there's the torso of Danny Zuko.
And then someone playing the guitar. What is this question?
This is a wild quiz. Honestly, I say it almost every episode. Defund BuzzFeed. Okay, this is like a cafe with improv chairs.
Uh-huh. And then two people drinking alcohol?
Wow.
Okay, so...
You know what? I think I'm going to pick that person in the fedora. They seem to have thoughts.
They're thinking about a lot, yeah.
And lately I've been having thoughts.
Okay. I guess I'll pick the person playing a guitar.
Ooh, why?
It seems fun. I like music.
Do you have a drum set?
I do not.
Were you gonna buy one at one point?
No.
How do you start your morning? Are you sure?
I don't think I was ever gonna purchase a drum set.
Were you gonna take drum lessons?
I don't think I've said that out loud.
Have you thought it?
I do like the idea of drumming. I probably would. I would take drum lessons.
Have you ever wanted to take an instrument lesson? Am I thinking of you or obviously somebody else?
It might be somebody else.
I
have lots of instruments. I have a guitar, I have a keyboard, I have a violin, I have a thumb piano, I have a harmonica.
What the fuck is a thumb piano?
It's
It's like a little wooden... Oh, say it again. Marimba?
A marimba.
Marimba. No.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
What is it?
Don't get in a fight.
Belinda? Okay. We got Melinda and Belinda.
Kalimba?
Kalimba.
Kalimba.
Oh.
Kalimba. So it looks like that.
And you play that?
I mean, not well, but I have it.
I could have sworn you wanted a drum set.
Are you trying to give me a drum set?
Maybe I bought you a present that I got to return. No, I'm kidding. I didn't buy you a drum set. But what if I did?
That would be
Would you be
funny.
Confused?
I'd be confused, but I'd be like, yeah. Because you probably just thought I said it one time.
I really did. I just have this image of you drumming.
I would love to drum.
Huh.
How do you start your morning?
Thinking about you drumming. Having a combination of breakfast and lunch.
Sleeping in late and
Wait,
smoking.
What? Oh, brunch. Fuck
yeah, why
BuzzFeed.
Did I phrase it like that? Sleeping in late and smoking in bed.
Coffee in the sunny park.
Cuddling in bed.
Sleeping until 3. And then listening to music?
Getting up early and spending the night drinking.
What? The last two are just depression. I guess I'm having brunch? I don't know. I'm certainly not gonna have coffee in a sunny park. And I'm not cuddling myself in bed. What am I, a lunatic?
Oh no, oh no.
No, I'm okay, I'm a strong, independent woman.
I would also be having brunch. So brunch for both of us.
Okay, ideal traits in a significant other.
Stylish and caring.
Edgy and emotive.
Fun and flirty.
Beautiful and unique.
Kind and handsome.
Sexy and funny.
So random.
None of them are like supporting you financially.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Or like has a job, college educated.
Yeah.
Can drive.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I don't want fun and flirty. I don't want them to like flirt with other people.
That's a good point.
Right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I think I'd be mad. Mm-hmm. Stylish and caring. Well, I don't want them to look like shit, but I don't care about stylish.
Yeah, yeah.
Edgy and emotive.
That sounds like a brat.
Yeah. But also it sounds like My Chemical Romance and I love them. maybe kind and handsome?
Mm-hmm. What about sexy and funny?
Well, I don't want anyone too sexy because then I'll be like, ah, what are you doing?
Ah, what are you doing?
Well, like, I don't really, okay, what is sexy? I don't know it. I don't think I'm sexy.
You don't think you're sexy?
No, like the last time I went down on someone, I was like, nom, 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 nom. And they asked me to not do that again. And like, we had a talk.
I see.
So no, I don't really think I'm sexy.
Got it.
But like maybe in a picture or something, but like not in person, definitely not in person.
Not in practice.
No. Cause like imagine me in lingerie, I'd probably like squat and be like, do you want my pussy? Like, oh, I don't think I'm sexy at all.
You know what, now I also don't think you're sexy.
Thank you. I think you could be sexy.
Thanks.
Yeah. Ooh, so, yeah, I think there's certain people who are sexy and certain people who is just not them.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Like, sometimes I wonder when I'm gonna become, like, a woman. Like, like, I identify as a woman, but, like, a youthful one. And I'm like, am I gonna be like this when I'm, like, an old lady, like, screaming on a bus? Like, what? like teeing on a butt. Like, what's it gonna be like?
I think this is you.
Will they like ask me to like leave the assisted living facility because I'm too loud?
No, they'd be so entertained.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm worried.
They're like, Nicole, you gotta stop screaming at people, but it's funny. I'll say kind and handsome.
Ooh. We gonna date the same person?
Oh, I guess so.
Do you think you'll end up in an assisted living home?
I guess I haven't thought about that.
You haven't?
No. There's a documentary on Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not even like, she's not elderly. She's older in this movie. But she just like has a huge garden. She lives by herself and she teaches dance classes, and it seemed like the best way to like live out the rest of your days.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to do that.
But like, what if you get like forgetful and like leave your oven on and stuff and you like need help? Oh, I guess you have an assistant.
Someone
and then the assisted living
me.
Is your home.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. So you don't have to be, what is it, unwillfully relocated?
Oh, yeah.
What's Texas called again?
Yeah, well, it was
involuntarily relocated. Yeah, you just stay home and hire someone to help you out.
Yes, I have my own slave.
Oh, man. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that. Hire like a hot young guy, and if I'm like super forgetful, I'll be like, are you my boyfriend? And he just goes, yes. And then I'm like, kiss me. He's like, we don't do that, remember? And I'm like, oh yeah. I would honestly love that life. But he never fucks me anymore. And he's like, Nicole, you don't like it. I'm like, oh yeah.
I love this plan.
I like it too. I wonder what he's gonna look like.
You get to pick.
Oh, you're right. No, I'll just leave it up to chance. I'll put an ad on Craigslist. Whoever shows up, shows up. Will we have Craigslist when I'm old?
Wow, I don't know.
Who knows? The internet may be something different.
It might be.
Websites might be called something else.
Yeah.
Like, crop. Crump.
Like crump crump?
That's what came out.
Maybe.
I couldn't think of anything besides, no, websites are websites, and that's what they've been. But the internet might be different.
Where would you want them to take you out?
A concert.
For drinks at the beach.
What, a card game with close friends?
Cook me dinner at their house.
For a lovely dinner? This quiz had an aneurysm midway through. Cook me dinner at their house for a lovely dinner.
A private club.
This is funny. Oh, God.
I would like to go to a concert.
Okay. If someone took me for drinks at the beach, I would be so mad.
Yeah.
It's like you didn't warn me there was sand. And if someone took me to a card game, I'd be so mad.
Yeah, it's not very romantic.
I don't know how to play a card.
A card?
I certainly don't, not a single
one. Not one of them.
Not one of
not
them.
Not any of the 52.
Mm-hmm, no. And then cook me dinner at their house? What if their house is nasty?
Well, this is the person that you're dating. So hopefully, I don't know, you chose someone who doesn't have a nasty house.
If their house is nasty, I'm not going.
Yeah.
And I'll just, you know, make up an excuse. I guess I'd go to their I don't know. For a lovely dinner.
That's a choice?
I don't know. Oh. Maybe a private club. No, I'll go for a lovely dinner. And maybe a private club.
Do we think a private club's like a dancing club or like a country club?
I don't know. Which one would you rather go to?
A dancing one.
Oh, see, I think I'd rather go to a country club.
Yeah?
Well, I love people watching, and rich people are fascinating.
It's true.
Oh, and they'll, like, say the wildest things to you, and you're like, what? I love rich people. I think I told you about I did a stand-up show for The Environment, and...
don't know what the organization is. And I don't think anybody there did either. Yeah. But after the show, this very, very, very rich woman, she said something. I can't remember exactly what she, I think it was something to the effect of like, I love how comedy's gonna help the environment. And I was like, what do you think is happening here? She was, and her lips were so big and she was so drunk and I loved her.
Good for her.
I'm gonna go to a private club with the rich people.
Right.
Which matches your type?
Free spirit and unpredictable.
Masculine and cheeky?
Beautiful and private? Descriptions.
Dark and mesmerizing?
Cute and deep.
Handsome and funny again?
Oh, wait, it was sexy and funny and handsome and kind.
Got it, right.
This is a screenwriter who like never got a job, but they were like, I can do a character description.
They were beautiful but private.
Oh my God, they're so beautiful, but they won't tell me a thing. Free spirit and unpredictable just sounds unmedicated. Let's see.
Also, I'm dying to know who is masculine and cheeky. He's like, I'm a little stinker,
but I got a lift. He's like doing bits at the gym, dropping weights. And you're like, my foot. Dark and mesmerizing? What does that mean?
A vampire.
Huh. Cute and deep just seems annoying.
Like, I love Hello Kitty, but do you want to talk about life?
Uh-huh. No. I guess handsome and funny? How awful.
Yeah. Which one would you pick for me?
For you? Oh, God. I want to say dark and mesmerizing, but I don't want that for you. You like talking, but also you don't sometimes.
This is true.
So I'm going to say beautiful and private. And I'm going to, okay, so the caveat with the private is like, they stop talking when you're done and you're happy with it.
Okay.
But private means they're withholding. Okay.
I don't mind private.
Okay, great. Beautiful and private.
Great.
That's what I say for you.
Pick a pet.
This person's sad. Don't have time.
Sad face.
Sad face.
Big friendly dog.
A cozy cat.
A black cat. It's either cozy or black.
Oh boy, so this person's also racist!
Yeah, you think black cats can't be cozy?
Yeah!
Excuse
me? Cats of all colors can be cozy! Wow, a small dog.
Other. Wow.
Wait, this is so funny. Two cats, two dogs, don't have time or others.
Any other animal.
Well, I didn't tell you this, but I think I want a bird.
You sure didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it seriously. Did someone just say no?
I do think it's...
You don't think I should get a bird?
I feel a little sad for the bird when I see it in a cage in a home.
Oh, but what if it doesn't have a cage?
What, if it's just flying around your house?
Well, okay, so birds like shit in their cages.
Yeah.
So like, what if it shits in its cage and is free the rest of the time?
If it was actually free, it'd be outside. But maybe you can train it to come back to you. Maybe you can be like Mike Tyson with his pigeons.
I don't want to be anything like Mike Tyson.
He's a legend. He's the greatest.
Mike Tyson's a bad man, I think.
He's done some bad stuff, yes.
Oh, okay,
true.
Good. Okay, great. I'm on the right side of history. But like, does that mean my dog is like not free? I guess so. He's on a leash. He can't go anywhere. And I go, you're so cute. You can't go anywhere. 10 sometimes.
Oh, boy. You're not going anywhere. You're mine.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Should I let my dog free?
Not now. No, it's very domesticated. It will not survive out there.
But what if it's a domesticated bird? Aren't they, when you get them? Well, they're not catching them from the wild and giving them to people, are they?
I honestly have no idea how you get
them.
Yes? A bird. But what kind of bird?
Yeah, what kind of bird are you trying to get?
Oh, one that talks back to me.
Like a parrot.
I think so. So I could teach it things to be like, hello. In other words, I want a bird to be like, tee hee hee.
And this is the only reason you want a bird?
And then I'll tee hee hee back at the bird. Just imagine me on my couch laughing with a bird.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I can't imagine
it. And I'm just like,
You just want one of those talk back things, those little Game Boy things.
But that won't love me.
You think a bird's gonna love you?
Yeah, anything that depends on food from you loves you.
No!
Yeah, like my dog loves me. I feed him and walk him and stuff. That bird's gonna love me.
We'll snuggle.
I don't... maybe you'll snuggle. I don't know.
You seem really against this bird thing.
I feel like maybe birds aren't the type of pet that should be domesticated. You have a great dog.
I do. He's great.
You could get another dog.
Or I could get a toucan.
Please don't get a toucan.
Imagine I got a toucan.
Please don't get a toucan.
I open my door, I'm like, look at my toucan! Are there purple birds? Because if there's purple birds, I'm getting a purple bird. Oh, I don't want any of those.
They're so little.
No, those are too small. They don't have beaks that I like. Ooh, wait, these seem fake.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I got so excited for a purple parrot.
I don't think they have purple parrots.
Oh, no.
Hyacinth macaw.
Excuse me?
Macaw?
Hyacinth macaw.
Hyacinth macaw.
Oh. Oh.
Ooh. Oh. We got a birder.
Oh. Me and 10 other people were like, ooh.
It does look blue.
It does look blue.
It's close.
So that's the closest I'll get to a purple parrot?
I guess.
Well, I guess I won't get a bird then.
Oh, oh no.
I don't know. Like, hand feeding a bird seems like fun. Like, hello. Come on. I can't believe you're not behind me on this.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. I'm not.
I guess a small dog.
I'm gonna say.
Like a bird would match this outfit.
A bird would match that outfit for
Someone
sure.
Someone just went, oh my gosh, she's like sick of my bird talk. And to you, ma'am, I say, fuck off. I'm kidding. I want a bird. What do you say, Sashir?
I
know what
time.
You're gonna say. Yup.
Yeah.
And you're gonna say that. Because you don't have the time.
And I don't have a sad face. I'll say a smiley face with mine.
Okay. How do you want to grow old?
Making the most of time.
Doing everything I can to ensure happiness. Yes, this person is unwell.
Enjoying the beauty of things and my partner.
Fun and making the most out of life. These are all like the same.
With someone kind and trusting.
Making a name for myself.
I honestly forgot what quiz we're taking.
Oh yeah, what quiz are we taking?
90s celeb soulmate.
No.
What?
No, we are so far. This person's so angry they left. They were like, this is taking too long. Oh my God, I guess. I guess with someone kind and trusting? No, doing everything I can to ensure happiness. There we go. Yeah, I'll get me a bird.
I'll say fun and making the most out of life.
Okay. Oh my God.
There's more.
There's so much more.
It's almost done.
Okay.
Okay.
Dream trip away.
Being a groupie.
Wait, the question is dream getaway. Being a groupie.
I guess you would be like touring with a band.
And that's your dream getaway?
For some people?
Okay.
Maybe you get to fuck a band member?
Ooh, fingers crossed.
A quiet beach with fun and romance.
A lake house we can make our own.
Paris or Milan, enjoying the fortune.
What? What are these sentences? A private spa?
A fun place that can be quiet and busy,
like Hawaii.
All right.
Kimmy, this is the wildest quiz you've ever found. Oh, boy. Let's go to Milan.
I'm gonna go to Hawaii.
I'm gonna go to Paris or Milan, enjoying the fortune, which means I have money.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Oh my God. Finally. Oh, finally. So they knew this was a long quiz.
You made it to the end. Your favorite relationship hobby?
Y'all have hobbies? Like, that you're like, let's do our hobby.
Some people do. I don't think we share a hobby.
Oh, okay.
But some people like run together.
Ew. If a man ever looked me in the eyes and was like, do you want to go running? I would laugh so hard, walk out the door and never return. Inside jokes and long conversation. That's a hobby?
That should just be conversation. Breakfast in bed.
That's a hobby? Swimming and kissing's a hobby?
Like at the same time? They're swimming and kissing?
Again, I would get out of the pool, walk out the door, and never return.
Out getting coffee and treating each other.
Watching movies.
Getting close and smoking in bed. Ew.
This person is sick. Imagine you were like, my favorite thing to do with my partner is to get coffee.
Watching movies seems the most logical out of all of this.
I'm gonna be wild. I'm gonna say swimming and kissing.
I mean, you do like both.
I do love kissing and I love to swim. She's a water baby.
All right, this is Ashir.
Oh, Kurt Cobain. I could have answered one question. I said Nirvana, I think the first answer, and then nothing else really related to this. Kurt Cobain, you act with your feelings and see beauty in the darkest things. Okay. Authentic and unique, you and Kurt could spend hours together. You're caring and soulful, so Kurt could easily write a song about you. All right. Yeah.
Okay. What? Okay. So I have Winona Ryder. You're really cool and can keep a conversation going with just a few words. Is that how you spell chic? It certainly is not.
It's like chic.
Chiquique. And be real. You and Winona would be perfect. She's unconventionally beautiful with a wonderful aura. You and her, this person cannot write. You and her would break the scale of an intimate pairing. We would also go shoplifting. I love this pairing.
You did like to shoplift back
in
the day.
Yes, I loved it. And honestly, I still do it.
You're so bad.
I know. Anytime I go to Gelson's, I get a treat for myself and I don't pay.
Well, 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 you and Winona. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a piece of chocolate.
Ooh.
Sometimes it's a full bottle of water.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, you just open it while you're shopping and then you don't pay.
Wow. What a hack.
It's a tip for everybody. And then also, you can try to put things underneath your cart and sometimes they don't see it.
Nicole.
What? I'm bad. Or you just put things in your purse.
Are you winking right now? Is that what was happening?
I was. It wasn't good.
It was a little stroke that you had. Just a little.
Yeah, the same thing that happened to the writer of this quiz is happening to me.
Yeah.
Should we do audience questions or should we do...
Let's ask Kimmy. What do you think?
Kimmy, what do you think?
I have one, I think, fun one, and then we can do audience
great.
Questions.
Okay, great. So, if you don't know, we answer friendship questions to the best of our abilities. Mm-hmm. We're not experts. We're just really good friends. Mm-hmm. And if you have any, think of them. There's a microphone right there, and we'll answer them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but first we're going to answer one that was sent
yes,
to us.
Exactly. All right, here we go.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This is Jess in Arizona. So I was just thinking about the episode where you guys realized that you put on bras totally differently. One of you, and I won't say who, put on their bra very normally, and the other one does another thing. That also made me realize that I have a blind spot because I just learned from two of my closest friends that neither of them wear underwear with leggings. And until this point, I always have, but now I'm like, am I stupid? Like, it's not the most comfortable, but I don't know, just not having it on with leggings also seems like just a wetness factor. I don't know. So anyway, I wanted to hear what you all do and if you're on the same page. Love the pod. Bye.
So for anyone who didn't understand, our caller wants to know if it is normal to go commando with leggings or to wear underwear with leggings. She wants to know what everyone does.
This is wild. You wear underwear with leggings.
I wear underwear with my leggings.
Okay, thank God, because I really thought you were going to be like, my pussy's fucking. Love straddling the seam. Because... because that's what I would do. There's no, like thing, right? It's just like, it's just the seam. I don't want to be split in half, not like that. Give me that dick from 365 or Sex Life. It'll split me in half.
Yeah.
Not the seam of some leggings.
Mm-hmm. No, I get
wait,
it.
Wait, does everyone here wear underwear or do you go commando?
Underwear.
Wow. Oh, who, the commando person, where are you?
I don't want the panty lines. Yeah.
Oh, but what about a thong? Thongs cut into the hip. Go up a size.
Are these like yoga leggings?
Yes.
Yes. These are yoga leggings, not...
Oh, so you're
washing
only...
them anyway. Yes. You're working out.
Oh,
I see.
Okay. Because I'll wear mine like twice.
Yeah. I didn't know they were like fashion leggings or yoga leggings that this person was asking
well,
about.
Well, me personally, if I'm working out, I still got to wear underwear.
Yeah, I don't think I've worked out without underwear.
Yeah, I'm not judging our friend.
I can see what you're saying, though. Also, yes. I do think maybe some leggings do have the little...
Like a gusset?
Whoa, what's a gusset?
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called? Mm-hmm. The little pocket? Little
I'm 100% triangle? Sure it's called a gusset.
Oh.
Can you look that up? I am right? Sometimes I know things and it's weird. I don't know why I know
that's
that.
That's a good fact.
Thank you. Yeah, some leggings have a gusset. I guess it's made for people to not wear underwear, but my gusset, no.
My goodness, my gusset.
My goodness, my gusset is covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could never. I don't mind panty lines. I like people to know there's a lot to take off.
There's multiple layers to get to what you want.
It's gonna be hard. You're gonna have to keep pulling things down. Do you wear thongs or full coverage panties? There's only two options.
I only wear thongs if it's like something very tight and I wanna stay covered.
Mm.
And I wanna gusset, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess a gusset.
I like that I've taught you this word, and I hope you use it all the time.
Yeah, I hope I have more opportunities to use it. And then usually, yeah, like a brief. I wear little briefs.
I never wear anything but a brief.
Yeah.
I don't do thongs. Can't do it, won't do it. My butt's too big, gets hungry. Okay. It really does. And then it's like really not not, I don't understand thongs. I don't get them. Do people here, everyone wears a thong, right?
Not everyone, some people don't.
Oh, okay. I always thought everyone was wearing them except for me. And I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
I think in high school, like when you changed for gym, I was like, oh, everyone's cheeks are out.
That was strange. There was like an era where people were wearing like the thong strings above their jeans.
Yeah, to
like
let show people that, know.
Which was like, you're wearing them with jeans?
Yeah,
There's no need.
And also like, sometimes the color rubs off on you. Like if you have like a dark dyed denim.
Oh, on your skin, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people be having blue butts?
There's blue button out here?
I'd be so upset to pull down someone's pants and go, your butt blue.
Yeah.
Ooh, are there any audience questions?
Yeah, should we get some audience questions?
Get to the microphone. Make your way to the mic. Okay, tell us your name.
If you want, you don't have
to. Yeah, you don't have to tell. Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You can remain anonymous.
Nah, what's the fun of that? My name's Felipe. What a treat, what a dream it is to be here.
Oh.
Thank you. I have a quick question. Did you ever wave at that giraffe?
No! I have not. Okay, so if you don't know, and I wrote a book, and by wrote, I use that term loosely. It's a lot of pictures. But I say in the book, one of the things you could do wearing a bikini is wave at a giraffe. And then I tried to meet the giraffe who lives in Malibu. But that giraffe was no longer accepting visitors. That's what the lady said to me on the phone. And I was like, can you hear yourself? What do you mean the giraffe is no longer accepting visitors?
Like, I don't feel like it.
He's like, I'm just tired. But no, I have not waved at a giraffe. I truly hope to wave at one soon. I sound insane saying that, but I love giraffes. Have you ever seen one be born? Anyway, the answer is no, I have not waved at a giraffe.
Can I ask a quick friendship question?
Ooh, yes.
So I am struggling because I like to confront a situation head on and talk it through. And my friend right now is trying to like avoid talking about it. So what would you do? Like, where do you sit?
I think if your friend doesn't want to talk about something, you have to wait and respect that they're not ready to speak about it and that they will come to you eventually, because if they've come to you with problems in the past, they'll come to you with their problems later, okay. I think.
I agree with that.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I really want to wave at a giraffe.
I hope you do.
Thank you.
Hi, what a pleasure to be here. So some backstory. So I have a really good friend. Well, we used to be really good friends back in high school. And I found out that there's like a lot of backstory to this. Sorry, everybody. So I took a, what's it called? When you quit a job?
Quit.
A sabbatical. So ooh. I took a sabbatical. Last year, while I lived in Miami. It was amazing. And one of my friends from high school was like telling everyone I was living irresponsibly and stuff. And it's just like, well, we haven't talked in like years, so you don't really know anything about what's going on in my life. And I just got back to, sorry, I'm like getting nervous for some reason.
You're getting nervous?
Yeah.
Well, don't, because everyone here is a friend.
Yeah.
Thanks. So I just moved to Los Angeles 5 days ago.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And homegirl, she like, so I posted something. I was like at Fat Slut last night, and I posted something about it. And she's like, oh, do you live in LA now? And I'm like,
Get out of my business. Yeah.
So I haven't responded. So this is my question. Mm-hmm. I haven't responded to the DM. Should I? And tell her to go kick rocks? Because that's literally what I want to do.
Okay.
Or should I not say anything?
I don't think you need to respond. You can also set your stories so she can't see your stories.
Yeah.
So,
but,
yeah.
You know, I love haters. Like.
Oh, so you're like looking for a fight.
I was hoping.
Act like me in an airport. Absolutely respond.
Yeah, Yeah, because she definitely wants to know, so she can just be like, oh, you're still being irresponsible, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So.
If you're looking for a fight, respond and then be like, keep my name out your mouth. If you want to know shit about me, ask the shit. I'll tell you.
Right,
but don't be running your mouth to other people.
Period. All right, per. Thank you.
I mean, if you're looking to fight.
You are looking to fight.
Have fun.
Hi. So I wanted to ask, I moved to LA like just a couple months before the pandemic started, and haven't been great at making friends. I'm also kind of like a homebody. So how do you recommend making friends in LA during the panini?
There's a bunch of people here.
Yeah, because someone literally was like, yeah. So whoever said, yeah, y'all should connect after the show. But are you on like Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay, are there like Facebook groups where they're like, we're meeting in the park and we're gonna stare at each other and do something fun? So like maybe do something like that, like maybe some like outdoor things or like, cause like I don't know, there's like classes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Cause usually I'd be like, go do an activity, but we're like in a pandemic. Mm-hmm. But also,
activities are happening.
They are happening, masked and unmasked. We're all living just however we want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe a group activity. Do you like group activities?
I try.
That seems like a no. And that's fine.
Oh, we had someone who either emailed or called and said that they did Bumble, BFF Bumble.
Oh.
So that's an option.
Okay.
It worked for one, it could work for two.
Okay.
Top Gun, two. There was a two. Yeah. Wait, what's your favorite thing to do?
I watch movies a lot.
You could do that alone.
I know. That's the problem.
Okay, what's your second favorite thing to do?
I draw.
You draw?
Yeah.
Okay, a drawing class.
Yeah.
There's probably like drawing classes that are like, let's go to the park and draw outside and draw this mountain or something.
Yeah, I think you should look for a drawing class. They're like a figure studying class or like, any sort of drawing thing.
Okay.
Wait, what's your third favorite thing?
I like singing.
Join a choir! I'm not kidding! Join a choir! I don't know how.
I have
no idea how you do that. But like, I'm sure Craigslist.
Can you imagine people you find on a Craigslist choir?
I don't know. Google how you join a choir, and then please let me know if you join a choir. I will come to your concert. Because I've been taking singing classes. I've had two.
Yes.
Solved.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say I love your guys' podcast. It really helped. I was doing some really depressing research for like a couple of months, and it was very good antidote for that.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with your quest.
Yes.
Also, update us. What's the email?
NicoleandSashira@gmail.com.
It's so easy.
What would you guys do if your friend uninvited you from a Google Calendar event to house sit her cat? Would you be like, why? Or would you be like, oh, thank God, I don't have to go to the Valley.
So wait
a minute.
You were supposed to house sit your friend's cat?
Yeah.
And you were on a Google invite, just you and the friend?
No, me and like all the people that were going to babysit the cat.
Oh, many people were going to babysit the cat.
And then I saw I was kicked off of my day.
And no explanation?
No.
Oh. Do you think there was like a riff? Like, do you think there's...
Have you spoken to your friend?
I don't know.
Have you spoken to your friend?
No, I was just happy I didn't have to go to the Valley.
Oh, fair.
Maybe someone was like staying multiple days.
Ooh, yes.
And they're like, oh, Trevor's here for 3 days. I could just tell other people to not come
but
to the Valley.
She didn't say anything. I shouldn't say anything. I should just be like... That never happened.
I guess. Yeah.
I never had to go to the Valley.
Yeah. Maybe.
Do you hate the Valley? And have you expressed this to your friend?
Yeah, maybe your friend
was like,
she
oh, yeah,
hates
she hates coming to the Valley.
She immediately goes to sleep.
you expressed to her that you don't like the ballet?
Maybe.
So maybe your friend was like, oh, they don't like the ballet, so maybe I'll invite them. Maybe,
it is strange that they didn't let you know, though.
Yeah. How long were you a part of the Google invite?
I was in a group chat.
Oh, how long were you in the group chat?
I don't know. I feel like I knew about it for a few weeks.
And you're no longer in the group chat?
No.
Did you respond to things in the group chat?
Yes. And I was like, confirmed.
Oh. I would reach out to the friend and just be like, hey, just checking in.
Because also, you don't want to, it also could be an accident. And maybe if you don't show up,
oh, no.
Something
yeah.
catastrophizes it. Catastrophe. A catastrophe could happen.
A catastrophe. Yeah. That's what we're trying if to you do. And Trevor don't show up, that cat won't get fed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let
I would
me check
ask.
In. And do you, is it a black cat or a cozy cat?
It's not a black cat.
Okay. It's what?
It's not a black cat.
It's not a black, but it's not cozy?
No, all cats are cozy.
All oh, okay. cats are cozy.
I love that. You learned from our show.
Thank you.
Ooh, does the shirt... I thought they were matching.
No.
Wait, who's that? Who are these people?
Some naked dudes. I don't know them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't meet them.
Oh, I like it.
I got it in Palm Springs.
Nice.
Of course.
Yeah. First off, just a quick shout out to my best friend in Portland, Ash. I love you. And they got me into this podcast. So.
Oh, yay.
Aww. Oh, wonderful.
That's nice.
So I used to live in Portland. I now live in Riverside, California. Not mad about it. Very happy. Inevitably, my family and friends love to call me, ask how I love it. I say I love it. They say they want to come visit. I say I'm 20 minutes from the Ontario airport, and inevitably, I get this question, which is, you know, LAX is $200 to $100 cheaper. What's your willingness to go pick me up from LAX? And every time, I immediately say, no. So my question is, am I being unreasonable? And if not, thank you, entire no. room yeah. of
Honestly,
people from LA.
You could live next to LAX and say no.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Picking people up from the airport is no, no.
Thank
no.
you.
No, if I you just, can't afford to leave the airport, you can't afford the trip.
I tell them they can stay for free too. So I'm like, no, I'm not gonna commit it. But I just needed some famous people to put it on record that I'm not being weird, because they're always
no,
like,
not
why
weird.
Not? I thought no. you loved me.
Yeah, they totally
I
don't get it.
I thought you loved me?
No. Yeah.
That's manipulation. That's coercion.
Honestly, cut these people out of
cut
your life.
These people, they're toxic motherfuckers.
And that's what I told my dad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely not. I'll barely pick anybody up from the airport.
No, it's hard.
I'd pick you up. You would never ask.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask, my husband and I next year are going to go to New Zealand.
Ooh.
We are going with my friend and her boyfriend. This is the first time we've ever traveled with another couple. First time. And then this is 2 weeks. Like, we are spending with
two
these
weeks.
People.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So what do you recommend as far as traveling with another couple and just making sure that no one gets angry for long? Like a one day anger, fine, but like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I would say have some stuff planned, but definitely have a lot of time where you can do whatever the fuck you want. Like as couples and individuals, because I don't know, I feel like when things are too planned, people's attitudes and energies come out. And you don't know this couple in a traveling sense, so that's like,
yeah.
people are different.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say have some like key things to do, but then also have some free time where you can like bond and like be with your person or be with the other couple together or whatever. Yeah. And then just have some nice time where you're with your man and you get to gossip about the other couple. And you're like, did you see how they fought at dinner? Oh my God, we would never do that.
Thank you guys, I
yeah.
appreciate
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, I have no advice there.
Wait, can I offer
my partner's
something?
Silent and you can't see them. So it's great traveling with them. I love it. They're here now.
know. Okay, so my friendship question has also a little bit of backstory, but I'll try to get through it really quick. Okay, so I was really good friends with this one person in college to the point where I was like, oh my God, like best friend level, this is great, right? I then started grad school and had less and less time, and so I responded less and less frequently, and they really freaked out and were like, well, you're just being terrible and like being mean to me specifically, right? And so then I didn't talk to them for 2 years, but then, you know, pandemic. And so I'm like, people have changed through this crisis, so let's try again. Let's see what happens, right? And I think nothing bad has happened, but like I'm still just like sitting like waiting for something bad to happen. And so I'm like, how do I just let this person down gently?
Wait, so why do you want to let them down?
Because like whenever I'm hanging out with them, I'm like poised and ready to have to run because I think I'm gonna get like, not literally hate crimed, but like, you know, like I'm thinking like something, like they're gonna be mean to me again for no reason, right?
Interesting.
I think you gotta talk to them about it. I think, because you can't continue to hang out with someone who gives you anxiety. That's right. What's happening. Like, you're having terrible anxiety hanging out with this person. Mm-hmm. So I think if you continue to hang out with them, you have to say, hey, when we had our falling out and didn't speak for 2 years, I still think about that. Can we talk that out and like hash out what happened? Do you mind? Otherwise, you're just gonna keep having anxiety about it if you mm-hmm. don't just talk about it. Or you can say, I'm having a lot of anxiety about hanging out with you based on what happened 2 years ago. I don't think it's a good idea for us to hang out anymore, which is sad. And it's a breakup, essentially. But, like, you got to take care of yourself.
Fair.
Do you like hanging out with this person aside from feeling like they might be mean to you?
What a great question.
That's a long pause.
Okay.
I feel like I like the memories more than like actively.
That. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like that song. Thanks for the memories.
Fall Out Boy. So the question is,
yeah, you should join a choir.
I should join a choir. Yeah, I think it's okay to cut this part. Like to like, I think it's okay to say to them that like you're still hurt.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Just want to say it's been a dream to be in the same room as you guys.
Oh, thank you for coming to this room.
Thank you.
Are we opposed to ghosting in that situation? Yes. Like we are opposed to ghosting?
Yes. But like ghosting is an answer. When someone ghosts you, it's pretty clear they don't want to speak to you. But I do think it's kinder
to say
something, but also if it's gonna take a toll on you emotionally, I do think ghosting is okay.
Yeah.
I think you gotta just take care of yourself first.
Yeah. Cause I guess the I brought that up because what if.
Are you trying to ghost me? Cause I know where you live.
I
and
know,
I'll
there's
knock
no
and
way
knock
I can
and
ghost
knock
you.
And knock and scream.
No, if she's like, hanging out with you gives me anxiety because of the way we had a falling out in the past. And what if she's like, I'll fix it. You know, like, I'll work on it. And maybe, if I promise you, I don't want to yell at you or I could be better. Mm. You know, what if she's like trying to make sure this stays a friendship, but our friend does not want that?
Well, if you don't, do you want them to get better?
I don't.
Woo, these are long pauses. Yeah, I think maybe you just cut this off.
Yeah.
I have a question that's the opposite of that question.
Ooh.
What if she was the friend?
Yeah, imagine.
Like, I'm here, I got a bone to pick with her.
She's like, well, I had a falling out with my friend. She was in grad school. And
Hi, I'm from Miami. I just came 2 weeks from New York. I'm staying 2 weeks in LA. I'm tired. I'm remote working. My question for you two is just as like badass women who are professionals and just like, I know you two lived in different cities at a point. It's just like, how do you say like, hey friend, I love you. I'm tired, but I still like appreciate you. Even though like working and growing up and like, I don't know, just how do you two like appreciate each other in your friendship?
Sometimes she'll send me gifts, which is really nice.
Sometimes she'll send me gifts, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Like what kind of gifts?
Some rhinestone jeans. A little wicker chair.
I mean, the chairs are probably the only good gift I've ever gotten you. Everything else is like, I want it. Yeah. And I want you to have it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, gifts, even if it's not something you necessarily want, I don't know. Actually, you're good at gifts. You get me things that I want and like.
Oh, good.
That pill box you got me was great.
Oh, yay, I'm glad.
My pills are in it.
Oh, good. That is what it's for.
And my yin-yang balls are right by my bed. Sounds insane. I won't explain
they're,
it. Nope. My yin-yang balls are great, and I love them. Yeah, I think sending gifts is nice. Also, just telling your friend. Sometimes I'll straight up say to you, like, I appreciate, like, I'll, like, well up with tears and be like, you mean so much to me. Because it's true.
Yeah.
And I think it's nice to tell people that.
Yeah. And maybe you can have an agreement with your friend that's like, if I'm too busy or stressed, I might just send you like a little heart or like a little emoji or something. It's like, I'm thinking of you, but I don't have time to really get into what's going on right now. And hopefully they'll understand and be like, oh, okay, she's alive. But, you know, busy right now.
Cool, thank you. Thank you so much.
Should this be the last one, do we think?
I think so, because there's nobody else there.
Well, just in case anyone gets any, like, wild ideas.
Well, if someone has a really wild idea, I do want to hear it.
That's true.
Okay, so think about it. During this question, if someone has, a very wild thing to say, you're allowed to say it. But if it's not wild, I'll kick you. Okay.
Imagine. Okay, hi.
Ooh, we got a wild.
Ooh, I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait.
I'm getting my feet ready!
So, my best friend doesn't talk as much since he moved in with his girlfriend, and I was wondering what's the wackiest way I could become number one in his life again?
The wackiest way?
What
kill her.
Yeah?
That's so wacky.
Yeah,
cross your eyes and wave your hand as you stab her. That's pretty wacky.
Waka waka.
I'll do it.
No.
No, I won't.
No, please don't.
You're on record.
Yeah, you're on record.
We can see
you. And then we're accomplices.
Something legal.
I'll get taken. I can't go to jail. I'm too cute.
Yeah.
You're cute and deep.
I'm cute. That's what she said.
Good job.
I watched The Office this year. Okay, so, okay. Are you like touchy-feely friends?
Like, do you hug?
Sure, I've hugged him before. That's close for a man, right?
Okay, so here's the actual question I'm getting at. Like, do you identify as a man and does he identify as a man?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like sometimes men don't tell each other things. Mm. Like, I've spoken to my male friends and been like, oh, how's this other male friend? And they're like, I have no idea. I'm like, you spent a weekend with them. And they were like, we went to a strip club and I don't know. Mm-hmm. And we smiled and surfed. And it's like, what? And you don't have any information? So do you like actually talk?
Yeah. We get deep sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. What else is there?
Well, I'm just thinking maybe you can say, hey, I'm feeling a little left out and I'd like to see a little bit more.
I might try that.
Okay.
I'll give it a shot. I'll see what happens.
You don't have to be wacky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just be deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Open up your heart.
All right. I'll try that out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Wait. I have a follow-up. Why did you want it to be wacky? Is it because you're afraid of being vulnerable with your friend?
Wait, you don't have to psychoanalyze him.
Oh, no, okay.
He didn't ask for all that.
Okay, kidding.
I just like being wacky. I just like being wacky.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. This is the wild one. I can't fucking wait.
I don't know if it's super wild, but it's just a random question. If you were a potato, how would you want to be cooked?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ooh.
There's so many ways to cook a potato.
Baked.
Hash browns.
Fried.
Yes.
French fries.
Steak fries.
Thin potato wedges.
Shoestring fries. Crinkle cut fries.
Curly fries.
A little potato pancakes.
Potato latkes. Oh, my word. Mashed potatoes.
Potato gratin.
Yeah.
Twice baked potatoes.
Ooh.
Potatoes are the most versatile vegetable.
They really are. It's a good. Is it
a
vegetable?
Oh my goodness. What?
Yeah.
Did you think a potato was a fruit?
I didn't think it was a fruit.
A grain? Milk? Oh wait, that's dairy.
Milk. I guess I'm trying to visualize the food pyramid, and I thought it was like in a different box, but I don't know what box I thought it was in.
It might have been in the carb box.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Because a potato is a starch.
Yeah.
But it comes from the earth, so it's a vegetable.
Great. Yeah. Thank you. Uh-oh, you're doubting yourself.
Well, because I think grains also come from the earth, but they're definitely not vegetables.
Well, like all bread, food does come from the earth.
Bread's not a vegetable.
No.
I guess bread doesn't come out of the ground.
But grain does.
Imagine if bread came out of the ground.
In loaf form.
Be right back. I gotta go pick my bread.
I like potato au gratin.
I do love potato au gratin. This is scalloped potatoes? This is truly the wildest question that anybody could have ever asked me. I don't know if I have an answer. Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh, even potato chips. We even say
oh
that.
Oh my God! Potato chips? There's so many potato treats. There's this place in Hollywood called Mama Shelter, and they serve a hamburger with circular fucking French fried potatoes.
Ooh.
That are very thin and very crispy. Mm. Oh my God, we'll be here all night. I don't know if I can decide. Oh my word, I'll think about this for days.
You really stressed her out.
You really did.
You said make it wild.
What? This is the wildest question.
You stepped up to the plate.
God. I was just at In-N-Out. Don't tell anyone.
And why?
Don't tell a soul.
Who cares?
And I was in the drive-thru. Don't tell anyone. I ate in my car. Don't tell a soul.
You can eat in your car. It's fine.
Don't tell anybody. And in between the windows, someone honked at me because I was watching them do that with a potato thingy. It was mesmerizing. God, I'll never answer this question. I don't know. I don't
you
know.
You like French fries?
I do love French fries. Oh my God!
Sweet potatoes?
A yam is a potato.
Oh my God, there's a whole other sweet potato pie?
I love sweet potato pie. Oh my God. There's also purple potatoes.
Oh yeah.
Have you had them? They're wild to eat. Because they're purple, and if you mash them, you're like, what is it?
Yeah.
And you're like, potato?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Damn, now that sweet potato's in the game, this changes things.
Okay, I think I have my last and final answer.
Okay.
My first and final, I haven't really answered. Okay, so my mom used to make sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving. I think a lot of black moms make it where they like mash up sweet potatoes, put a bunch of sugar in it so it's no longer nutritional. And then they put marshmallows on top of it. And oh my God, it was the best fucking thing because it's like you're having dessert with dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to fucking love that. Mummy. That's what I choose. I choose my mother's sweet potatoes.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Thank you. Wait, what are you?
I went with potato au gratin, and I think I'm going to stick with it.
Oh, you did say that. Kimmy, what are you?
Oh, definitely a French fry.
Ooh. Oh, wow. Everyone was so quick. What are you?
What are you?
Curly fry.
Wow. Ooh. How did everyone have their answer so quick?
I don't know.
Well, I've sat on this question for a while and thought of it myself, so like I can have my answer ready. So people ask me, like, what are you? I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. Yo, so I got to have my answer ready. So.
Where's your outfit from?
My outfit from? Amazon.
It's cute.
I know. Thank you.
Was it Prime?
Yes.
Came in one day?
Yes.
You ordered it on a Friday and it came Saturday?
Actually, the same day.
Damn.
I have never gotten anything same day.
I'm so sorry.
It's really rude.
Yeah.
Every time I do the same day and it doesn't come, I'm like, Jeff. Like,
Jeff, stop thinking about space and get me my stuff.
Get me my fucking things, Jeff.
Oh, I get so mad.
Thank you so much for that great question.
I loved it.
Thank you, guys. You guys are very awesome. Thank you.
Well, that's it.
We do have merch in the lobby if you would like.
I said I would remember, and I did it.
Also,
what?
Kimmy's birthday is coming up in a couple days.
Yes, I'll play the piano. Okay. Just kidding, I don't know.
I'll play the drums.
Okay, on three. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kimmy. Happy birthday to you.
Good job.
And
thank
look
you
at
so
that.
Much.
We all joined a choir.
We did it. We're a choir.
Okay.
Thank you so much for
Thank
coming.
Thank you so much.
That's Nicole Byer.
That's the Shoes Are Made Up.
Thank you, Kimmy on the keys. And Jordan on the booth.